Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. The Bolivar Republic of Venezuela believes that codes of conduct have to be prerogatives of states' parties on the development and promotion and adoption of standards and norms, rules and regulations and national policies in line with trade requirements as well and provisions in that regard. We welcome the working documents and indeed welcome all the presentations made. We welcome the efforts made by China and Pakistan on the code of conduct and related measures. I think guidelines as proposed, the Tianjin guidelines, do reflect the requirements of the international scientific community in order to carry out research activities. We'd also like to say how much we welcome workshops. We've had the participation of the Tianjin Center participating, the Johns Hopkins one, as well as the NIA Center, regarding high-level standards which could be used nationally, institutionally, in order to update existing codes of conduct and help develop further the guidelines as submitted by China and Pakistan. Chair, in addition to that, and in line with the position of the non-aligned movement, as expressed prior to this, we believe that codes of conduct have to be voluntary. It mustn't affect negatively exchange of information, prevention of diseases, and research for peaceful purposes. Submitting scientific research and the free flow of scientific research to undue restrictions may be tantamount to violating obligations under Article 10 of the Convention. We'd highlight the importance of studying voluntary codes of conduct for scientists and others so that there is responsible behavior carried out by industry and scientists. We believe that we need to have a range of experts from a range of fields to ensure that codes of conduct, voluntary codes of conduct, don't end up imposing restrictions that would be incompatible with the convention. It's important that we have real stocktaking of the progress made in this area. There's a great deal of research going on, discoveries going on, particularly bearing in mind how people are addressing the pandemic. Thank you.